For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The 1-0. Swing and a ground ball through. It's over. Cody Clemens wins it with a walk-off single to right. And the Phillies beat the Rays 2-1.
Yes, Cody Clemens saves the day in the ninth inning after the blown save. And Bryce Harper not running that ball out. Bottom of the ninth. Phillies win. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you. The magic number on WIP presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We can find out the numbers right now. 11 for the postseason, 12 for the NL East, and 16 for a bye to the division series. Hugh, we're getting close now to that magic number.
Won't be long now.
Under 10. And so the other thing to note, because the Phillies play the Mets this weekend, they got the Rays today, Rays tomorrow, day off on Thursday, then the Mets come in this weekend. Hugh, currently, the Braves are no longer in second place. The Braves are not the team.
It's the Mets.
It's the Mets. You know, we haven't discussed them much, only when it's like we're laughing at them, like the Hawk Tua thing when she threw out the first pitch.
Yeah, that was wild.
Hugh, the Mets have played really good for a really long time now, since the last time we saw them in London.
London, yeah.
And
that's when they kind of turned it around.
It wouldn't surprise me if we see the Mets in the play. Like, they couldn't regard the Phillies are going to win the division. But when the Phillies start their playoff run, I'm not going to be surprised if their first opponent is the Mets. The Mets could get in as that last spot, and then if they win the wild card series, they could play the Phillies. We might have to reacclimate ourselves with the Mets this weekend when they play them, because the Phillies will win the division, but I think the Mets could be the team we see in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're talking about 79-65. The Braves are 78-66 right now. So, yeah, it's really, really tight. But, yeah, man, that would be something interesting, especially when you talk about that's the tale of two teams. Because that's the, like, when after we played in London, that was when we had that stretch where we didn't play so great and they kind of took off a little bit. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it did. Everyone kind of buried them, and they've been certainly interesting for a while. And it'll be the Phillies Mets this weekend. Magic number now at 12 to win the National League East. So it feels like this is all going to come down to the next 10 or 12 days for the Phillies.
The wire.
Mets, Brewers, Mets. That feels like the last big games we'll have, Kyle, until we get to the month of October.
And
one more stretch.
Now it's too late to IL Bryce Harper, like we wanted to.
Right, because now it's only a few weeks left in the season. I am wondering, speaking of IL, when we'll see Alec Bohm back. That's been a weird thing, right? Alec Bohm, they said it was day-to-day. His hand hurt him on a swing. He hasn't played now in over a week. He's on the IL. And I saw a quote from Topper saying he'll be back soon, before the end of the regular season, but they don't really know exactly when.
I saw like somewhere the expectation is like mid-September, which we're getting pretty close to. So like hopefully within the next week, you'd think?
Yeah.
Because mid-September will be the 15th. It's the 10th.
That would be Sunday, the mid-September. So we shall see. That's one I'm not overly concerned about, but it's just kind of like, all right, when is he coming back? Because they've downplayed the severity of it. Magic number down to 12 to win the National League. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. Terrence, you win your first week in the Fantasy League?
I got it done, man. Debo Samuel held it down for me. You know A.J. Brown held it down for me.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I had a good week.
So you're in the winner's circle with Kyle and I. Hugh not with us
and
this week.
Kyle.
Why you
got to
point
Kyle.
That out?
I'm just saying the winner's circle's over here.
Let me check and see if I got me a kicker. I didn't have a kicker.
That's not your fault.
That is my fault. I thought I had a kicker.
I got a tough game next week. I got Kyle next week. Kyle had a good little run.
I am the toughest game.
Well, I mean, it's one week sample. I mean,
well, look, if we're not giving Jalen Hurts a pass because it's week one, then like we got to keep the same energy. I put up the most points in week one.
And who put up the least?
we still talking about me?
I just asked a question. I didn't.
I only had like 80 points. Ooh. Or something.
All right, Terrence, what are you thinking on Jalen?
Man, well, while I was listening, man, I was running on the treadmill, man, and I heard y'all say something about kissing a baby. If you're going to kiss the baby on any team, you better start off with the New York Giants. That is a fool of an organization.
That's like an easy clap right there, though, ain't
it? They're fools for letting Saquon go for Nathan. Nathan and this guy's over here. Saquon Barkley is an animal. And you guys let him go, like, shame on you. The Giants, everything they got. Especially those ugly uniforms they wore.
That was hard to watch on TV. Those things, I'm not sure it was uglier. Their team horrible. Or those, yeah, they were pretty bad. Are you? What are you thinking on Jalen?
I'm going to start with Bryce first, man. I told Kyle, Bryce, I'm not giving him no pass because we saw him do this. This is not the first time he did this. And you're the leader of this team, Bryce. You get paid the most money. You have to set an example for these other guys. They walk how you walk. They go off your energy. So, Bryce, I need to see you run out, man. You got to run those. You hit the ball, run it out, man. Like, you never know what could turn a game. A run could turn a game. You getting out to turn a game. That we never know in the circumstances. Like Kyle was saying, that could be home field advantage on the line. You never know. So I'm not giving Bryce a pass. But I am going to give Jalen Hurts a pass because this is only because, Joe, this is week one. We got 16 more games to go.
Mm-hmm.
So here's why I'm going to give him a pass. Now, I'm not excusing. Now, I heard Chuck say he did throw into, like, quadruple coverage that one play. And I saw a still shot. They showed a still shot online. On that play, you can see Dallas Goedert leaking out in the middle wide open. So I need Jalen Hurts to correct some of those turnovers because that could be the deciding factors of the game. That could swing the game momentum either way. But I'm giving him a pass because of this. Last year when he did those mistakes, he fell apart the rest of the game. The team fell apart. But on Friday, when he did that, he flushed it away. He kept playing like he got it out of his memory. And that reminded me of the year when he went to the Super Bowl. He let it go. He didn't let that affect him. And I really liked that about Jalen. He had a good drive. And I said this the other day. He's the driver of this Ferrari. And if Jalen Hurts can take the keys and not turn the ball over, this is going to be a tough offense to stop.
Oh, almost impossible. I mean, they had, especially if, and Terrence, we appreciate it. Hugh, if they get the kind of blocking they got from Becton on Friday, we know the tackles are good. Dickerson's good. Juergens is, people think he's going to be really good. If they get that kind of protection, you have A.J., Devontae, and this kind of play from Saquon.
Yes, it's easy money.
Jalen, just don't turn the ball over.
That's it. Play within yourself, man.
We mentioned it yesterday. So they had three turnovers on Friday. They scored 34 points. They had 11 possessions on 6 of their 8 possessions. They put points on the board. If they just don't turn the ball over, Hugh, and they get 10 possessions a game, they should be at 30 or close to it every week.
And that's why I'm confident that they're going to get it together, man. Because like I said, I feel strongly that they got off schedule in that game the other day. And that's what forced them to kind of throw the ball a lot. There's going to be opportunities for Jalen to go out there and do what he did. I think slant's going to be a big part of this play. I think quick hitters. I think across the middle of the field is going to be something big. And I think Saquon is going to be something big. I just feel like last week they just got off of schedule.
Do you think teams are going to start – do you think teams – like if you were a defender and a quarterback had turned the ball over as much as Jalen in the last year plus, would you start thinking he's going to give us one or two a game?
You would look at that and you would try to make that a pattern. Like I said, I think back to Brett Favre. And I remember Jim saying, hey, man – he's going to give you one. Just keep playing. Just keep playing. Just fluster him a little bit, and he's gonna throw some interceptions. Jalen probably has a little bit of that in him now, but like I said, it's a copycat league. He has a week, like next week, for example. If he has no turnovers, got a good chance of making that go away. Real good chance of making
that. Well, and the tendency you'd feel better about. And the good thing from Friday was it wasn't the blitz that got him. You know, against the blitz, he was very good. On Friday night, he was one of the better quarterbacks in the league. But overall, he wasn't. I mean, he was one of the lowest rated. Actually, he was the lowest rated Pro Football Focused ranked quarterback this week in the league, which is like, wow. I mean, I wouldn't have rated him that low. Bryce Young, I thought, was worse. Daniel Jones, Watson. But it shows that, you know, people are split on how he played. He had some ups. He had some downs. All right, Cowboy Jim, who joined us yesterday, got hung up on, is back. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
So Ross Tucker can say, you stole one. And that's okay. the Cowboy Jim say you were lucky or anything like that, you get hung up on. So,
well, Ross is different.
No, Cowboy Jim, you told us to shut up, and then it's your turn to speak.
You did say
as though you forgot, you know, like whose radio show you called into. A little bit disrespectful. So, would you like to, Cowboy Jim, apologize to the Midday Show for your transgressions yesterday?
Hugh, will you help me with this? Come on, you were on my side. They hung up on me.
Don't try to plead with Hugh.
Call him out, Hugh.
Hugh,
are you a team guy, Hugh? Or are you bought?
Wow.
Bacon or bourbon, Hugh? Which do you want?
This silence that I'm sure that's
deafening.
Radio silence.
It's,
yeah,
it's deafening. Yeah.
Jim, I can't help you, dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I can't, you know, I gotta ride
team
my
player.
Yep. I gotta see them every day.
Mm-hmm. Well then I apologize.
Thank
I apologize
you.
For telling you to shut up.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
That wasn't that hard. See, it's
was,
easy.
Very
see,
nice.
Hugh, you could do it to Castellanos.
That was very
I'm
big of you.
I'm not apologizing to nobody.
Come on, Hugh.
Nope.
It's easy. I do it all the time. I'm
nope.
sorry. I don't know what I'm sorry for. I'm sorry.
No.
Bourbon or bacon, Hugh? Which do you want? I'll take care of you.
Well, he's got the bacon from Hatfield, so I guess
you apologize.
Bourbon.
Now move on.
All right, Jim, what do you got okay. for us? Okay. What do you got? You got all anything today?
Can we start with Kyle first and his obsession with Dak Prescott and 170 yards? What was the score in the third quarter? 27-3. What was he supposed to do? Throw for 450 yards after that?
Could have lit it up, all that money they gave him.
Why would he lit it up? It was just run the ball.
Yeah,
the game was over. We know.
I didn't say he looked bad, Jim. I'm just saying, can we not act like it was the most amazing performance ever out of Dak Prescott? Like, the man threw for 170 yards.
I didn't say
relax.
It was amazing.
All right, well, just relax.
170 yards.
The Cowboys played well. Let's not go overboard,
they did.
Okay?
They played
extremely well.
You're just upset that Dak won't be your quarterback next year. That's all you're upset about.
Well, I don't think anyone was even thinking about that, Jim. And Jim, we appreciate it. I mean, that's like not one soul was thinking that.
You hung up on this time.
Well, I just like, when did that ever come up in Philadelphia?
Never.
Like,
as it never should.
It's not even plausible. It made
absurd.
No sense. It's absurd. 215-592-9494. We'll keep the calls on all this going. Does Jalen get a pass for Friday night? Does Harper get a pass for last night? We got split passes over here. I'm Mr. No Pass.
He said split.
Yeah, because you guys are giving passes to one guy, but not the other.
Well,
because
Bryce is on that lip service. This season just started.
We have very valid reasoning for both.
Yeah.
How about the best players in Philadelphia don't get passes for nonsense? Turnovers and not running.
It's 1 week.
1 week.
It's
for Jalen.
One week and a full year of turnover-worthy plays. I mean,
clean slate.
Yeah, that's you today. Your phone calls here. And our very first Kiss the Baby segment. We'll tell you how it works coming up at 1:30. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day, or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge Artist Robotic or Neograph FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back, call Dr. Rafi 215-9100. That's 215-800-9100 and get your confidence back or visit phillyhairmd.com. That's phillyhairmd.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Yes! Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.